on evaluation of BT technologies for the control of thrips and tarnished plant bugs. Scott?
Thank you, Dr. Musser. Like I said, my name is Scott Graham, a PhD student at the University of Tennessee under the direction of Dr. Scott Stewart. And today I'm presenting part of my dissertation, which is the evaluation of new BT technologies for the control of thrips and tarnished plant bugs. So a little background, thrips are the number two pest of cotton in the Mid-South, and in Tennessee, they're the number one seedling pest of cotton, or insect pest of cotton. They're responsible for roughly 25% of the bales that we lost to cotton from insect damage in 2015. They injure plants by sucking juices from cotyledons and newly emerging leaves with rasping and sucking mouth parts. They can cause delayed maturity, deformed plants, and significant reduction of yield they get in high populations. So our problem is we're starting to run into some control issues with thrips. The loss of Timic or Alticarb as an infura granular application, it was kind of the standard go-to for a long time, and we've lost it for now in the Mid-South. We're developing resistance and starting to see some problems with our neonicotinoid seed treatments. Thymethoxam in particular, I think, is no longer recommended. Starting to see some things with imidacloprid that's starting to get people a little nervous. And unfortunately, our limited alternative treatments are less friendly and generally not as effective as our neonic seed treatments. So we really have a need to try to find some new innovative ways to control thrips. Also, the tarnished plant bug is the number one insect pest of cotton in the Mid-South, and in Tennessee is responsible for 45% of the bales of cotton that we lost to insect pest in 2015. Economic damage is typically done from first square through early bloom or mid-bloom, and it's becoming increasingly difficult to control plant bugs with insecticide. We're starting to develop a lot of resistance, and we don't have a couple different modes of actions that are effective against them. So like thrips, we really need to try to find some new ways to help control them. Well, luckily, Monsanto was developing a BT trait. It's kind of termed the Ligus trait, and then later realized that it's got some effect against thrips too. We now know it as Cry51AA2. Showing to be pretty effective against plant bugs and thrips as well, so we're excited to get into it this summer and kind of see what the value could potentially be. So we had two experiment locations this summer. I'm only going to show the experiment location in Jackson, Tennessee, at the West Tennessee Research and Extension Center. We also have one in Milan. Like I said, we're just talking about Jackson today. We had four row plots that were on 38-inch centers and were 35 feet long. So we had a split plot design. Our three main factors or effects were, we had three foliar spray regimes for tarnished plant bug that was an untreated control. We made applications based on thresholds given from the Tennessee Insect Control Guide, and then automatic sprays where we sprayed weekly, regardless of what populations were. Factor B was either the BT trait, the Ligus thrips trait, or no trait. And factor C was an insecticide seed treatment that was Aris plus a foliar thrip spray of acephate at the first true leaf versus an untreated, no seed treatment, no spray for thrips or anything. So moving into some of the data, I've set this up. We have the number of thrips per five plants at the two-leaf and three-and-a-half-leaf stage. Across the bottom, you can see we had good control with anything that we try to control with. We got good with our Cadillac package, which was the seed treatment plus the acephate spray. We had very, very good control at both timings with our trait plus the seed treatment package, the seed treatment package alone, and then the trait alone. Did not, statistically, was no different than the best current alternative that we have. So we're excited about that. And then when we move into our thrips injury ratings, we see, once again, anything really below a 3 is generally considered acceptable. We were well below that, so we got very good control with all of our strategies, but statistically, the trait alone did better than what is our best thing that we have on the market right now to use. So, you know, we're excited about the potential for to help us with thrips that this trait can bring. So this is just kind of a picture of what the, just some general pictures of what we were seeing in the field. You can see our untreated 9BT, that's pretty thrippy looking cotton. Those newly, you can barely even see those newly emerging second leaves. They're almost dead. They probably are dead. It was really, really bad, and the rest of them look good. The seed treatment plus the foliar, that's a pretty good looking stand of cotton. Then our untreated BT looks really good. Then our BT plus the seed treatment package looks phenomenal. I mean, those are some pristine looking leaves there. So, like I said, we're really excited about what this could mean in the future for our growers. Moving into plant bugs, is a little different than thrips. I know it's not necessarily quite that good, but you can see with our on this graph, we have BT untreated, so no sprays for plant bugs throughout the season. 9BT untreated, and our BT automatic and 9BT automatic, where we sprayed weekly, regardless of numbers. And our trait is bringing, is increasing our square retention, regardless of spraying, and where we're spraying is still increasing above where we can do our best conventional. 80% is considered our threshold for square retention under 3 weeks of square, and so on average, you can see we're doing pretty good with our trait. So moving into some plant bug counts, this is just kind of showing in general what our pressure looked like during the season. To the left of the bar is numbers per 25 sweeps. The right is numbers per one drop cloth. And you can see, you know, we had pretty good pressure where we weren't spraying, particularly later in the season. And our trait was able to slightly lower on average our plant bug numbers in the untreated as well as in our automatic plots. So it was doing something. So moving into looking at the data, these next few slides are all going to be set up the same. We have our main factors broken out, the seed treatment, our trait, and then our spray regime. So for the first 3 weeks of squaring, we did not have an effective seed treatment. We were able to significantly reduce the number of tarnished plant bugs adults that we caught with our trait. And there was no difference based on our spray regime. Moving into early season square retention, we had significantly higher square retention where we had our seed treatment, significantly higher square retention where we had our trait, and then obviously where we were spraying, we were seeing higher square retention. We did have an interaction of trait and spray regime, and that was basically in our untreated plots, we had much higher square retention with our traded cotton than we did with our untraded cotton. Looking at the season average of our nymphs, with our seed treatment, we actually had significantly more on that cotton, but we were able to significantly reduce the amount of nymphs we found with our trait. And our spray regime, once again, where we're spraying, we got pretty good control and we're able to significantly reduce populations. So we thought that we were seeing something with the sizes of the nymphs. So we first and second instar nymphs we call small, third through fifth we call large nymphs. And when we were looking at the data with the small nymphs, we didn't really see any difference other than, you know, our spray regime. Once again, we were spraying, we're obviously reducing our plant bug numbers. But then when we looked at it based on large nymphs, we were able to see a difference where we were significantly reducing the amount of large nymphs found with our traded cotton, and obviously with our spray regime we were. We did have an interaction of trait by spray regime. When you break that down across seed treatment factor, essentially we were getting better insecticide control where we on our traded cotton than we were on the untraded. So we're not sure exactly. We're going to try to get into that a little more this summer and figure out what's going on there. But it is interesting. It's something that we're looking forward to trying to delve into a little bit more. So this is just showing how our trait did as far as insecticide applications needed for tarnished plant bug. We had a little better pressure in Jackson than we did in Milan. In Jackson, we were able to save 3 sprays on average for plant bugs with our traded cotton compared to the untraded. In Milan, where we didn't have quite as much pressure, we were still able to save 1 spray. So we're really excited about the potential for this trade and what it can mean for our growers, and hopefully saving sprays, saving selection pressure, putting less insecticide in the environment in general, and making our cotton more profitable. So this picture is looking at our boll retention at cutout. These are just representative plants. You can tell we have in our non-treated, non-BT compared to our untreated BT, you can see we have a couple more bolls there. It was roughly twice as many bolls, and the trend held for the threshold. We're able to increase the amount of harvestable bolls with our threshold by almost twice as many. And then when you look at the yield, there was some differences. Our seed treatment gave us 173-pound increase of seed cotton. We had an interaction of seed treatment by trait, and that was where it's non-BT and no seed treatment, we were losing about 300 pounds. Our trait gave us roughly 200 pounds of cotton increase where we had our trait compared to where we didn't. We had an interaction of trait by spray regime, and that was in our unsprayed plots. Our BT gave us 700 pounds over the non-BT. And then obviously where we were making our applications, we were able to increase yields over the untreated. So in conclusion, for thrips, this trait gave as good or better control than our current best alternative control strategy. For plant bugs, it resulted in significantly higher square retention, fewer plant bugs, especially fewer large nymphs. It decreased our need for insecticides, and we had higher yield when plots were not sprayed with insecticides. I'd like to thank Monsanto and Cotton Incorporated for the funding. I'd like to thank my major professor, Dr. Scott Stewart, our technicians in the field, Sandy Steckel and Matthew Williams, for their help. Randy Dunnigan, my fellow graduate student, Clay Perkins, and our summer crew for their help, because we wouldn't be able to do this kind of stuff without those people. I'd like to take any questions.
Questions for Scott?
Yes, sir. The question is, are the ISO lines between the traded and the non-traded? As far as I know, they're the same. It's just, I think they're very similar. It's just the trade is the only difference in the two lines. So they should have similar yield potential.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.